Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Gary Bays, Illinois farmer and trial attorney at Olson, Frank & Weider, writes, and I quote, California judge dismisses case that could devastate agriculture in every state. Devastate agriculture in every state. What is this all about? California has a law on the books that says you can't sell eggs in California unless the cages of the egg-laying hens meet California standards. Is the purpose of this law to be nice to the hens or simply to discriminate against out-of-state egg producers? I know that the Humane Society U.S. and the California egg farmers argue they just want to give the hens more room. Well, the consumers in California consume about 15 billion eggs a year. About half of those eggs come from other states. And Iowa is the biggest provider, shipping more than 2 million eggs to California. But what gives California the authority to tell everyone else in the United States how to care for their hens? The next requirement could affect pork producers. Think about it. No crates. Hogs in the field, not in confinement. The beef feedlots, they're too crowded. There is no limit to this we know best attitude. The Commerce Clause in the Constitution gives Congress the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states. The clause does not give any state the right to discriminate against or excessively burden interstate commerce. Here we are writing free trade agreements with other countries. If we go down the California road, we'll need trade agreements between the states. Out-of-state farmers lost the first challenge to the California chicken overreach when six state attorney generals tried and then they lost. But this battle is not over, nor should it be. According to trial attorney Gary Bays, this case can be won. So let's win it the next time around. And that's my message for this week. If you would like to visit any of my radio commentaries going back more than 20 years, go to johnblockreports.com, johnblockreports.com, and hope you had a great Thanksgiving. In spite of all the challenges, we have a lot to be thankful for. Bye-bye.